From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Senator Raphael Warnock recently toured six Southwest Georgia farms, his first trip to farm country since taking office. Senator Warnock says he climbed on farm equipment and dined outside, but mostly listened and got a one-day course on Georgia agriculture from numerous farm stakeholder organizations. The Ag Tour allowed a wide array of producers to share information about their crops and voice concerns about issues they face. The USDA Farm Service Agency announced the availability of $2 million to establish partnerships with organizations to provide outreach and technical assistance to socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. According to agrimarketing.com, the funding was made possible by USDA's new Pandemic Assistance for Producers Initiative, an effort to distribute resources more broadly and to put greater emphasis on outreach to small and socially disadvantaged producers impacted by the pandemic. A decision in the final months of the Trump administration to remove gray wolves from the endangered species list led to a massive overhunt in Wisconsin this year that local tribes say disrespected their wishes. But so far, according to agriculture.com, there's no indication the Biden administration will be rolling back that move despite his call for a review of all decisions from a previous 4 years that were either damaging to the environment, unsupported by science, or otherwise not in the national interest. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.